Hey, everybody. Welcome to a bonus episode of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'm Chris.
And I'm Kelly.
So I had an interesting idea. This week's weekly episode, I talked about Walt Disney's, the Oscar that he won for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in 1939. Mm-hmm. I got all that information from D23 fan club, which joined.
Oh, wow.
If you're not, yeah, I got all that from D23.
You get great stuff from them.
I know. It's great. There's lots of good material out there. Have you ever heard of the game 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
I have.
Okay. So the idea is, because Kevin Bacon has been in so many different movies and has so many connections to so many co-stars, you can basically get to any other actor at any time within 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
Right? So Kevin Bacon started in this movie with this person, and that person started another movie with another person, uh-huh. Right? So D23 took a look at the leading actor and leading actress nominees this year, and took a look at how many degrees to get to Walt Disney.
Okay.
So it was an interesting little thing they did. And I love the game 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. I love that kind of stuff. So Riz Ahmed these are all Best Actor nominees.
Yeah.
In the movie Sound of Metal. In 2013's Closed Circuit, he starred with Jim Broadbent. I don't really know Jim Broadbent. But in 2003, he starred in Bright Young Things with what D23 calls it Disney legend Sir John Mills.
Okay.
Sir John Mills was in Swiss Family Robinson, which was produced by Walt Disney in 1960.
Wow. So that was in 4 degrees.
That was in, really just 3 degrees.
Okay.
Most of these are less than, or that or less.
Okay. So from the Best Actor nominees are winners.
Yep. 3 degrees.
Okay.
To Walt Disney.
So is this what they did? The Best Actor nominees or the Best Actor winners?
These are Best Actor nominees.
Best Actor nominees, 6 degrees of Walt Disney.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Chadwick Boseman, RIP. He didn't work with Walt Disney. He worked on a Walt Disney feature, but not actually Walt Disney himself.
Also, Black Panther doesn't count.
Black Panther specifically doesn't count because Walt Disney wasn't around to work on that movie.
Swiss Family Robinson
was produced by Walt Disney himself.
I get it. So even though Disney owns Marvel,
right?
That doesn't count.
Walt Disney produced.
Okay,
movie,
I'm with you.
Right.
Okay.
So Chadwick Boseman was in Avengers: Infinity War with Gwyneth Paltrow in 2018. Gwyneth Paltrow was in 1991's Hook.
Yes.
With Arthur Mallet. And Arthur Mallet was in 1964's Mary Poppins.
Wow. Wait, who was he?
He was young Mr. Dawes. Mr. Dawes Jr.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, Anthony Hopkins. So that was, again, just 3 degrees.
Okay.
Really just two, but okay. Anthony Hopkins.
Okay.
So Anthony Hopkins was in this year's The Father. What would you know Anthony Hopkins? He's been in a million things.
Okay.
He was Thor's dad in the Thor movies.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
You would know maybe from that.
Yeah.
He was in... just pulled that out of him. 1982's TV drama of The Hunchback of Notre Dame with a lady named Rosalie Crutchley. Rosalie Crutchley was in 1953's The Sword and the Rose, produced by Walt Disney.
Wow.
So just 2 degrees there.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman. You know Gary Oldman. Sirius Black.
Oh, I did not know that was Sirius Black.
He's one of those guys that can be a million things.
Yeah, he's a good character actor.
He's in a movie called Mank. He starred in this year. He starred in 2002's Interstate 60, Episodes of the Road with Disney legend Kurt Russell.
Wow.
Right. So Kurt Russell would be one that's really, because he's been with so many, but he's a Disney legend as a kid.
Yeah.
And so Kurt Russell was in 1966, Follow Me Boys, produced by Walt Disney.
Gosh.
Steven Yeun, who was in a movie this year called Minari. Uh-huh. He's really famous for being on The Walking Dead for years and years. He was in 2014's I, Origins with Michael Pitt. Michael Pitt was in 2000's Finding Forrester with Sean Connery.
Oh,
Sean Connery was in 1959's Darby O'Gill and the Little Peoples, produced by Walt Disney.
I mean, they really shouldn't have called it the 6 degrees of Disney. They should have called it like the 3 degrees of Disney.
I know. Because
this
is like an
easier game than Kevin Bacon.
Exactly. It really is. Not one of these go further than 2 or 3 degrees.
Yeah. Wow.
Best actress nominees now.
Which I guess makes you wonder, are they hugely successful because of links to Disney?
Or did he just have a knack for talent?
Or does he produce so many things?
I mean, Kurt Russell was a child when he first started starring in Disney stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's enormous.
Right.
You know Kurt Russell?
No.
He played the Star-Lord's dad in that second movie. The God, kind of ego.
See, wait. Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like if I had bet $1 million right now, I would have thought that was the same guy that played Thor's dad. Man. You can't tell me they don't look alike.
They don't look anything alike at all. They are not even close.
Seriously.
Not even a little bit close. No. Okay. Moving on to the best actress nominees.
I'm really questioning whether or not I know Thor's dad now.
Me too.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, best actress nominees.
Okay. Should I mention that you did the men first?
Well, it was the first on the list.
I just mentioned it.
Honey, it was just the first
on
the list.
I mentioned it anyway.
Andra Day, who was nominated for her role in The United States versus Billie Holiday.
Okay.
She starred in Marshall, 2017's Marshall with Anna O'Reilly.
Okay.
And she starred, I can't believe this one. She starred in 2013's Jobs with Leslie Ann Warren.
Okay.
Leslie Ann Warren was in 1967's The Happiest Millionaire, produced by Walt Disney. Do you know who Leslie Ann Warren is?
I don't. She kin to Liz?
In the movie Clue.
Okay.
She's the redhead in the green dress.
Okay.
Leslie Ann Warren.
Okay.
I can't believe she was in something produced by Walt Disney.
I can't believe you know that. I totally believe it.
Viola Davis. She was nominated for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which is also what Chadwick Boseman was nominated for.
Okay.
Was the movie, which we need to watch.
Clearly.
Looks like it's great. She was in 2000's Traffic with Don Cheadle. You know Don Cheadle?
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. He was in 1993's The Meteor Man with Frank Gorshin.
Okay.
Frank Gorshin was in 1965's That Darn Cat, produced by Walt Disney.
I mean, the reality is, I don't know a lot of these movies. That Disney, like, these are not big hits.
Oh, That Darn Cat. That was huge.
These are not big hits. No.
This was when he moved into, like, live-action movie phase, when he was making Swiss Family Robinson and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Mary Poppins and all these
things. Darn Cat was live-action?
That Darn Cat, Race to Witch Mountain, a lot of these movies back then. Yeah. The Shaggy Dog.
Okay.
Flubber, or whatever that guy's name is. Something Professor. Nutty Professor.
Oh, gosh.
Vanessa Kirby for Pieces of a Woman.
Okay.
She was in 2014's Queen and Country with Sinead Cusack. She was in 1969's David Copperfield with Susan Hampshire. And she was in 1964's The Three Lives of Thomasina, produced by Walt Disney. Don't know many of those people, honestly. Frances McDormand from Nomadland.
From Mrs. Pettigrew Lives for a Day.
From Mrs. Pettigrew Lives for a Day. That's right. She was in 1990's Hidden Agenda with Maurice Roves. And he was in 1966's The Fighting Prince of Donegal, produced by Walt Disney. Yeah, I take your point.
That's not a thing.
And Carrie Mulligan, she was in a movie called Promising Young Woman this year. She was also in Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps with Eli Wallach. And we watched that one together. It had Shia LaBeouf and Michael Douglas was in it. Mm. Eli Wallach starred in 1964's The Moon Spinners.
Michael Douglas also kind of looks like the Time Lord's dad.
I'll grant you that.
He's not Time Lord. Star-Lord. Michael Douglas also kind of looks like Star-Lord's dad.
I'll grant you that one, especially when he's got long hair.
And also Thor's dad.
Honey, Anthony Hopkins and Kurt Russell do not look anything alike. Nothing.
Thor's dad is named Anthony Hopkins?
Yes. I mean, IRL. Thor's dad is named Odin. So this segment really served less as a 6 degrees of Walt Disney and more as a, this is how like all of our conversations go when, even when we're not recording.
It really is. It really is. And tomorrow I won't remember any of
that. I know. Oh. And partly I love it about you, but the other part of it just drives me crazy.
I know, honey. I know. But anyway, this was a good bonus episode. So yep. I appreciate you putting together that information. That was a lot of fun. And thanks to D23 for putting that out there. That's a good time.
And if you've got the means and if you've got the will, D23 is well worth the membership. Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of great stuff out there. So give that a look. D23.com.
Yes.
And hey, follow us on all the social medias at SCFADP on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Go sign up for our YouTube channel, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious Podcast out there. And with that, we hope to
see you real soon.